It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
You ready for this? It's tea time. Kicking things off with Taylor Swift. Cannot wait for this. She has a new Netflix documentary. It's called Miss Americana, and it's about to drop.
Throughout my whole career, label executives would just say, a nice girl doesn't force their opinions on people. A nice girl smiles and waves and says thank you. I became the person everyone wanted me to be. I had to deconstruct an entire belief system, toss it out, and reject it. I need to be on the right side of history.
Taylor Swift broke her silence on politics.
No, she's using her voice in a whole new way.
I feel really good about not feeling muzzled anymore, and it was my own doing.
I cannot wait for it. We are here for this. January 31st. Mark your calendar. That'll premiere in select theaters and over on Netflix. Well, Brad Pitt reacting to the hoopla from his infamous reunion with Jennifer Aniston at the SAGs.
I don't know. I'm blissfully naive, and I'm going to stay that way.
Okay, you haven't been on the internet at all?
Nope.
Nope.
Lies.
And then
those are lies.
He was also asked, hey, do you have an Oscars date yet?
No, I don't have a date.
Would everyone's mind just be blown if he took Jen to the Oscars? That would be the best.
You too. You and Liv get so giddy about this.
They're a perfect couple.
I hope it happens for you two to be happy.
See, when they broke up, I was still pretty young, so I don't think I really it didn't affect me too much, but just hearing about it over the years, I need to see Brad Pitt and Jennifer Aniston get back together. I need to live in a world where they are together.
They were just so cute. I think they broke up about the same time I think Nick and Jessica did from Newlyweds,
yes.
Jessica Simpson, Nick Lachey, and I was like, oh no, there is no love. And she put a wonderful big woman, Jen Aniston, putting all the Angelina stuff aside and being like, Brad. So I feel like there's a genuine love there. I'd like to see that. Well, Julianne Hough, you have to hear this. Okay, so here's the deal. She's in Switzerland and she's on this table. She's at this summit and an energy specialist is like roaming, putting his hands over her and kind of like doing energy work. And this is what went down.
That's not real. There's no, hold on. Let me hear that
again.
Give
it to us again.
Putting your hand over you.
I'll have what she's having.
No kidding.
That's what I'm saying. Julianne. So she's moaning, squirming all over the place. His name is Dr. Amaral, and his hands are just hovering over her. Now, I've done energy work, did not unfortunately have that kind of reaction.
Did Pork Chop, he got you a really nice purple crystal. Like, did you take it home and you're like...
I wish. It wasn't that impactful yet, but who knows. But I know I've actually had a gal do Reiki on me before, and it was weird. She placed her hands over my face and was doing something. My eyes were closed, and I thought she was sprinkling like something on me, and I was like, oh, great. I'm going to have to redo my makeup, and it was nothing. It was like magnetic. I felt little like pricks, like sprinkles. So there is something to be said about energy work if you want to try it. Also, something to be said about Fartgate. If you're like, what? Okay, here's Wendy Williams saying she did not pass gas on her show.
I don't lean over like this to release a fart. I'm leaning over like this because it's comfortable. I have never farted once on this show. As a matter of fact, I barely fart. You know why? Gas gets released several different ways, and mine is belching because all I do is talk. By the sound of that fart, I would have had to go change my costume. I would have left a mark in the seat. I wouldn't even save the costume. I would have thrown it away.
Wow. Okay, what's she referring to? This video that has gone viral.
You can't just slap people on the booty. Of course, he probably knows it's not right from a man to a woman or a woman to a man, but you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean... You're lucky you only got battery.
Oh,
what
no.
What if he filed for sexual assault?
No. That right there is proof that Wendy Williams tooted.
Do you want to hear that one more time?
Yeah.
The fire. Let's decide. Was that? Now they're saying, oh, it was something going on in the background. Oh, that was not passing gas.
You can't just slap people on the booty. Of course, he probably knows
it's not right
from a man to a woman or a woman to a man.
Here comes.
But you can't even do that locker room thing. That cop wasn't playing that. I mean... You're lucky you only got battery. What if he filed for sexual assault?
I did raise the audio a little bit so you could hear it. But who on the show do you think? Do you think any of us have farted during our show?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I know.
So I do every day.
I know, yeah.
I was going to say, I almost vomited last week with one of them.
Okay, I had dairy last week.
I know, but you have to leave the room.
Someone has, because we're in really close quarters, and then it's like torture for everyone else
in
here.
But sometimes they don't smell.
Every time they smell. I'm
like,
just telling
you. That's what you think.
Well, when Mackenzie and I are looking at each other like, oh, are you going to vomit? Yeah, I'm going to vomit. Okay, let's vomit on three. Yeah.
And then I make it worse because I spritz my perfume, and then it's a mix of that bad odor.
It's like an old lady fart.
Ooh, that was steamy. For more tea, text JAM now to 52140.
What do you need?
I was going to say, I just need to get my stomach under control.
Yeah, we need to get you a stomach transplant. We'll see if we can get you
on
a list. What is coming up in the tea, Liv? I'm sorry, I'm a dummy. The Liv Sports Minute, that was the tea.
Sports Minute. There is so much going on. We are talking brawls, not just Conor McGregor's kind of upsetting UFC fight, but college basketball. We are also talking about a legend retiring. That's all coming up next.
It's Joe McKenzie on Radio Now.